So we're going to start off with the fact that The Mandalorian might be canceled. Hello, Nerdy Legion. We are adding a section to today's episode. I'm calling it breaking news. These are things that have happened since I sat down and called the research for the episode concluded, and then things that have broken since then. So in the 12 hours between researching the episode and recording the episode, things break sometimes, and today is no exception. So we're going to get into that. We have a lot of stuff going on. Don't forget to be subscribed right there on nerdylegion.com or wherever you find your podcasts. I am Dustin. This is Comic Talk Headlines right here on Comic Talk Today. Let's hit the news, y'all. So this is going to be our first time with breaking news. I don't even have animation for it. I literally just had this thought about 10 seconds before I went to film because sometimes I will just add things into it, but into my notes, but then they're the less researched things and they seem really awkward. So if we just set them aside as, hey, I haven't researched this yet, but it's a thing that's happening, I feel like then it's going to be less awkward. So that being said, this is breaking news. These are things that have happened since I did a full and proper session of research, and now that it's a few hours later and we're doing filming, these things have happened in that time. So I have not had time to research them, but we do have breaking news about Fortnite. They have announced the next team up is going to be with Street Fighter, and they have released the skins for Ryu and Chun-Li, which is awesome. Again, don't know anything beyond that. We will touch on this in a future episode. Also breaking news, Ari Aster's new movie, Disappointment Boulevard, just made a casting announcement. I kind of forgot Ari Aster was working on another movie. If you don't know, Ari Aster did Midsommar and Hereditary. So this is his new one. So it's, the casting announcement is Joaquin Phoenix. And then our next piece of breaking news has to do with Train to Busan, the zombie movie from, I think it was from Korea? It might have been China. Again, not super well researched for this, but there has been an announcement that we will be getting a U.S. remake of this movie because of its popularity all over the world. Super interested. That is all we have for breaking news. Let's get into the regular news, the stuff that I have, in fact, researched, and we're going to start things off with music. Okay, so TV streaming. I know we're doing things a little bit out of order. If you're watching the main episode, the main show, you're not watching one of the syndicates where I chop things out, then things are a little bit out of order. If you're listening or watching on a syndicate, then everything sounds normal. So I'm just talking for no reason. We're talking TV streaming, baby. So first up, this is all going to be follow-ups. So there is no newsworthy brand new things aside from what we already covered in the breaking news section. So first up, we have that Kung Fu reboot that we have been keeping tabs on because it is loosely related to Bruce Lee, and I'm a huge Bruce Lee fan. He and I had the same birthday, baby. The reboot just landed an amazing actor as what the name of the character is, Kerwin. Ludi Lin, who is playing, that's right, he's playing Liu Kang in Mortal Kombat. He is now going to be part of this Kung Fu series. It doesn't say how much of a feature this character is going to be as part of the series, but he is going to be in the series, and that's freaking awesome. Next, we have a real quick announcement for the horror-minded folk. Creepshow over on Shudder just got renewed for its third season, which is pretty great. And then we have our final follow-up piece, which it comes from Stargirl. Stargirl just announced that they will be bringing Jay Garrick into their mythology. Well, it's kind of tying their mythology to the Arrowverse mythology because they have John Wesley Shipp playing Jay Garrick, much like on the CW Flash. So yeah, let's do this. That sounds pretty freaking awesome. That's all we've got, though, for TV streaming. So now let's get into movies. Movies is a very similar situation. There's just less here. We only have follow-ups in the movie section. First up is the Cruella trailer. Yeah, that happened. I'm still trying to make heads or tails of what's going on there, but I just want to hand this one off to you guys. What do you think? Let's have that conversation on the socials, on wherever, comment section, whatever you got. Let's do that, because like a lot of people are comparing it directly to the Joker, and some people are saying it reminds them of Harley Quinn in some ways. And then there's still like the weird element that they're glorifying a character who kills dogs. Like, this is a weird movie in so many ways. Let's talk about that. But then in the other follow-up news, we have an official announcement from the Snyder camp that in the Snyder Cut, we will be at least seeing, no word on how much of a role she's going to play, but we will at least be seeing Granny Goodness. As a matter of fact, we have already seen Granny Goodness in some of the promotional artwork. So that's kind of cool, but that is all we have for movie news. So let's now talk about rumors. The rumor mill is interesting. It's always the biggest section because everybody likes to throw stuff out there and see what sticks. So first up, we do have a refutation for a rumor that we have covered. I think it was either the last episode or the episode before, the rumor about Star Trek IV saying that potentially William Shatner was going to be joining to create some sort of connection to the Prime timeline. William Shatner has come out and said, no, I am not playing that character anymore. Captain Kirk is not going to make an appearance. If this movie even is happening, it will not feature William Shatner. So there you go. Rumor shut down. So moving right into proper rumors, we have a jumble with The Mandalorian. All right, so we're going to start off with the fact that The Mandalorian might be canceled. Well, that's a little big. So that was the way this was sold to me to begin with. And I was like, that doesn't sound right. But what the leak or the rumor goes on to say is that Pedro Pascal, remember we covered the fact that he had been cast in the Last of Us series. Pedro Pascal is now saying that his primary focus is The Last of Us, which has led a lot of people to speculate that maybe he's not going to be in The Mandalorian going forward, what with all of those issues that were rumored to be going on behind the scenes before. And then we have somebody who claims to have ties to Lucasfilm saying, yes, in fact, Pedro Pascal is considering not being part of The Mandalorian going forward. No real reason was given as to why this might be. Just, yeah, this is a thing because he's got this other stuff going on and whatever. He doesn't like to have to be associated with something that Gina Carano did. I don't even freaking know. So likelihood for this portion of the Mandalorian Mandalorian rumor mill. I really put this one pretty low, especially because they're saying that it's going to cancel the show. We have already established that Pedro Pascal is not absolutely necessary for this character. Yes, he does have a fantastic voice for this, and we have seen his face a grand total of 3 times in 16 episodes. So if we have a different face that kind of looks similar, I don't think anybody's really going to complain, especially the diehard Star Wars fans that really don't like Pedro Pascal outside of this show anyway. So likelihood that Pedro is leaving, I'll put that at like 25%. There is a sliver of reason to believe this, but it's really, really weak. Likelihood that The Mandalorian is getting canceled, this is the biggest thing that Disney has done with the Star Wars stuff. I need to clarify this. The biggest thing Disney has done with Star Wars yet. So no, this is not. I wholeheartedly believe we will at least get a season 3, very likely into even season 5 of The Mandalorian. That's totally speculation and conjecture, but I'm putting it out there. So yeah, 0% chance that The Mandalorian is getting canceled right now. Moving on with more Mandalorian rumors, we now have a rumor, this one's Gina Carano more centric, we now have a rumor that says that Gina Carano has said, and I haven't been able to corroborate this, which is why it's in rumors, but she has said that she will not accept, if Disney does in fact decide to backtrack on their firing of her, she will not take her job back. She doesn't want to work for somebody who can fire her for what is ostensibly very flimsy reasoning. And because it sounds like, and this was coming from multiple even mainstream sources, legit news outlets are saying that Kathleen Kennedy was looking for a reason to get rid of her. So why would you want to work for a boss like that? It is also said that Jon Favreau, and this is another rumor, it's also said that Jon Favreau, because he stuck his neck out, is now less focused on The Mandalorian and is shifting his focus more into the Old Republic. What is it? I can't think. The words are not coming to my brain. Yeah, the other one that Gina Carano was supposed to be in, he's focusing there instead of on The Mandalorian, because now Mandalorian, in his eyes, is tainted, is what the rumor kind of alludes to. Again, I cannot, like, I totally believe the Gina Carano portion. That, I think, is, like, 100% true. I think that I will find, in the research for the next episode, I will find a way to confirm that she has that sentiment. I do not doubt. I'll put a little bit of doubt. I'll scale that back to like 90% true. As for the validity to the Favreau rumor that he is borderline going to be leaving The Mandalorian, that also doesn't hold any water to me. Biggest thing since sliced bread, once again. So Favreau leaving Mandalorian or shifting his focus elsewhere, I can't put a whole lot of weight on that. That's, again, we're looking at about 10% likelihood that that's a thing. So that is all we have for Mandalorian, believe it or not. We're moving on now to Constantine. Constantine, we now kind of sort, if you want to believe the rumor, have further evidence that J.J. Abrams' DC universe is going to be an Elseworlds kind of universe, because we do have word that he's looking for a BIPOC, I can't remember what that stands for. Indigenous or person of color. I forget what the B stands for. I apologize. But he's looking for a BIPOC to potentially play Constantine in his version of the Justice League Dark. I think this is a legit thing. I think this also would confirm, if that's the case, this also would confirm other rumors that have to do with the Justice League Dark. Very specifically, the one that I've already mentioned, that JLD is going to be an Elseworlds kind of thing, because we already have other versions of Constantine in the mainline DC movie universe, whatever you want to call that right now, that are being cast, and that are being cast appropriately as a white British dude. Nothing wrong with that. That is how the character was written, so, like, it makes sense. But also, nothing super wrong with doing an Elseworlds version that's not that. So both things can exist, and we can all be happy. Moving right along. Oh, wait, no. Validity for this. I'm putting this at about 80%, because, again, I totally believe that Abrams would be doing something like this. Next, we're moving into Batman. We actually have two Batman rumors. I have them separated in the notes, so I'm going to try and remember to touch on the next one before we move on. But the first one is that Robert Pattinson is adding to the commotion behind the scenes by impregnating Zoe Kravitz. Apparently, according to, I think it was either Reddit or 4chan, I don't remember where the leak, quote unquote, comes from, but apparently somebody on set caught them having sex on the Batmobile prop, and so Matt Reeves interrupted, a little coitus interruptus, and then very shortly thereafter, Zoe Kravitz took a pregnancy test and it came back positive. This is so far out there. Like, if you believe this, I got some swampland in Arizona to sell you. No, this is that I cannot on so many levels believe this at all. I'm putting this at 0%. Like, I do believe that there is issues behind the scenes with Robert Pattinson. I don't think this is one of them. So 0% for that one. The other Batman rumor that we're getting is that there's word now that Thomas and Martha Wayne are not going to be dead in this. again, kind of reaffirming the fact that this is an Elseworlds kind of story. Not going to be dead in this, but they are going to be villains, kind of, sort of. They're going to be like shady underbelly Gotham types. They're going to still be rich, and they're going to still have brought up Bruce in luxury, and he's, you know, very well taken care of and so on and so forth. But Thomas and Martha will not have been killed in his childhood. Very much changing everything about this character. Why would this be a thing? This one I feel like has a little bit more legs than the Robert Pattinson one. Not a whole lot, though, because there's so many things you don't screw with in comic book history, and this is like number one. Unless it's an Elseworlds story, in which case then you already have this set up. You already know where the Elseworlds story is. You have Thomas Batman and you have Martha Joker, and that is the incredible best option. To make them no-name scum is just a very strange, poor choice. Likelihood for this, though, we're going to put this up at about 30%, slightly more than a quarter way to believable, but like, ooh, that's a very thin margin to be... Okay, next we are moving right along. Now we're talking about the Secret Six. There was an announcement years ago that a Secret Six series was in the works. It got shut down for whatever reason, didn't get past pre-production. Now there's a new rumor saying that we're going to get a different Secret Six series on HBO Max. This Secret Six series, everybody is speculating as to what it's going to be. All of the rumors and all of the leakers and all of the people who break this kind of stuff can agree on is that a Secret Six series is in the works. What it's going to be based on, everyone has a different assumption. So I'm not going to really get into that speculation, but we will talk very briefly about the believability of this rumor. This seems to be kind of right up the alley of where HBO Max is going. So that kind of holds some water. This also, they think that they're going to do well. They did moderately well with the first Suicide Squad movie. They're betting pretty good on James Gunn's Suicide Squad movie. So this is going to theoretically be in that same vein. Regardless of which version of the Sinister Six they go with, there still is possibility that it's going to be played as a different kind of Suicide Squad. That's going to be the feel of it. So because, again, they're trying to maximize on all of the streaming content possible, and they probably can't get the rights 100% for a streaming series dealing with all of the characters that are in the Suicide Squad, this is the next best thing. There's a lot here that's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. So we're going to weigh this one pretty good. We're 70% likely that this is happening. Next, we are talking very briefly about Kraven. This one's real quick. Carl Urban is the next major actor to be rumored to be getting the role of Kraven. Now that we know that Keanu Reeves has turned it down, well, we assume anyway that he has turned it down. So Carl Urban as Kraven. I'll put this at 50%. This is not a super solid source, but it is a super fun rumor. That's really the only reason I'm putting it this high, because like there is room. I'm sure they're offering this role to a lot of people that are in a similar circumstance as Keanu Reeves and Carl Urban. Very well-known actor without maybe a whole lot of comic book. I mean, Carl Urban was in the Guardians of the Galaxy movies and Thor and whatever. Thor and then the one Guardians of the Galaxy movie. Either way, it's a lot of fun, 50%. Next, we're going to be talking about Blade Runner. I really like this rumor. I really like this rumor a lot. This rumor says that there is a new live-action series in the works for somebody. Because Alcon Entertainment are the ones who own the property, and they do not have any ties with any streaming services. They don't have a streaming service of their own because they're smart. It is being rumored that they're working on a live-action prequel series, prequel to the original movie, prequel series for Blade Runner, that they are then going to sell to the highest bidder, though we do know that they have a relationship with HBO and Warner Brothers for distribution purposes and such, so very likely it could end up on HBO Max because of that existing relationship. I want this to be a thing. I don't like this source, though. As awesome as this would be, this source is super, super janky. So I can only give this about a 30% likelihood. If I can corroborate this with a different source, a more reliable source, we'll talk about it again. But right now, we're looking at about 30%. Next, we're talking about Twisted Metal. That's right, Twisted Metal, the old school PlayStation car combat game, is getting an animated series. We've covered this, I'm pretty sure. We know this is happening. It's coming to Netflix. The new rumor, though, is that Will Arnett, you'll remember him from Arrested Development fame, and he was also in Wrist Cutters with Tom Waits. If you haven't seen that movie, I highly recommend it. It's a fantastic little movie. But Will Arnett is reportedly lending his voice to Sweet Tooth the Clown for the Twisted Metal series. It does say that it's going to be a cameo role, so he's not going to be a major player in this, which kind of already kills the rumor, because Sweet Tooth is like the face of freaking Twisted Metal, so why would they not feature this character very heavily? So, that kind of squashes this in and of itself. I can't go above, like, 15% likelihood. It's only because of that. Like, I think Will Arnett would be a decent choice for the voice of Sweet Tooth, but because the rumor does say that it's going to be a cameo-style role, I just can't believe any of it. So again, 15%, we're moving on. Our last piece of rumor news, or rumor mill, whatever, is another video game rumor, and it's another freaking Silent Hill rumor. This time, though, it does say very specifically that within the next 2 months, we will be getting the announcement from Konami. Every other time this has happened, it has not actually come to fruition. This is just another in a long line of Silent Hill rumors. This one even goes so far as to say that Konami, when they announce it, are going to announce the studio that they farmed it out to, because they're not going to be doing the game in-house. We've just been burned so many times with Silent Hill rumors. This does come from a pretty decent source, but all sources are wrong at least half of the time. This can't go above 50%, and because we've been burned so many times, it can't go above 30%. So that's where we're putting it, 30% likelihood that this is a viable rumor. That is what we got for the rumor section. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, jump over to nerdylegion.com and subscribe to any and all of the podcasts we offer on the subjects, or whatever subject you want. There's quite a plethora over there. Or if you want to go deeper into the news, you want to join me for more nerdy news, for more awesome nerdy stuff, you can do that over on Generally Nerdy on YouTube. Thank you very much, nerds. We'll see you next time.